How to make comparison work for me.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
When you read about Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes, make sure this is a suggestion you read all the way. Why? Because when you see his wealth and splendor and success and wisdom early on, you kind of feel envious. Nakakaingit naman. Nasa kanya na lahat. Wala nang natira. But, when you keep reading, you eventually see the part of consequences and regrets. And it's not envy you feel, but compassion. Or duly warned. It's one big warning. So in this case, comparison works for me. Why? Because I see a bigger perspective. The word is perspective. Now you see the prize, and eventually you see the price to pay for it. I'll never forget the words of a corporate HR executive when she reminded me years ago, Anthony, make sure your family gets the best of you, not what is left of you when you come home from work in the evening. Wow. Ralph Waldo Emerson, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. Yes, I guess you lose yourself. Number two, another way that comparison works for me has to do with learning. Maya Angelou, I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. Huwag kang tanggap ng tanggap. Pamigay ka naman. And learning is something actually you can both give and receive. And there's a lot of learning when you compare, right? Comparison is a catalyst for your own development, a means for progress. So when I compare myself with my peers, for example, I observe, what did they do that they learned more in this area? What did they do that they ended up stuck in this area? What are they doing now that they're still leveling up at this age? At this stage of our lives, see, there's a lot of learning when you compare the accomplishments, perhaps, of people that you've known all these years. A lot of learning in seminars and workshops as you compare views and perspectives, opinions, when there is debate on a particular issue, when there's reflection, when you hear the testimony of somebody else. There's a lot to accomplish in learning and development through comparison. Number three, what else? How to make it work for you and me? Let it help you discover uniqueness. Let comparison help you discover your uniqueness or the uniqueness of others. Learn to embrace your individuality and recognize your unique strengths and talents. Your, I love this phrase, core best self, not just yourself, but your core, not just your core, but your best core self. Well, be yourself, Oscar Wilde. Everyone else is already taken. And so this boy goes to the middle of a baseball field, throws the ball up the air and says, I'm the world's greatest hitter. And then whoosh. Miss the ball. One more time. No. This can't be. I'm the world's greatest hitter. Throws it up and then hits it. Nah. Hits the air. Misses it again. No, I can't give up. Throws it up into the air. And this time, real focused, convinced, certain. He swings the bat and again misses. Picks up the ball. Still smiles and says, I'm the world's greatest pitcher. It's connected to perspective, right? But it's also uniqueness. he discovered his unique talent along the way. Celebrate your distinctiveness today, my friend. Let comparison work for you when you see what you have been given, what you have been blessed with, that is uniquely yours. And consequently, the value that only you can give to the world around you. Let's connect that now to number four. Comparison works for you when you support each other, when you end up giving support and receiving support in the process. See, as we surround ourselves with people who have strengths that we don't have, who have weaknesses that we can fill, then support becomes a wonderful gift of comparison. Compare what you don't have with what others have, and then vault in. Helen Keller, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. And so beyond competing, there's collaborating, not fighting, but cooperating. And then we build a network of friends, mentors, role models who inspire and uplift us. Wow. And then we reciprocate their support in return. How does comparison work? Perspective B, learning L, uniqueness U, and S, support. Those are clear pluses. So compare yourself today with yourself, with others, with a community, with people at home and in the workplace. Add value to each other and make comparison work for you.